This is a story that the Domine would have shared, of course. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. So zeide Martha dan tot Jezus, Heere, wat gij hier geweest, zo ware mijn broeder niet gestorven. But I know that even now, whatever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Maar ook nu weet ik, dat alles wat gij van God begeren, zult God u het geven zal. Jesus said to him, thy brother shall rise again. Jezus zeide tot haar, uw broeder zal weder opstaan. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Martha zeide tot hem, ik weet dat hij opstaan zal in de opstanding ten laatste dagen. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus zeide tot haar, ik ben de opstanding en het leven. Die in mij gelooft zal leven, al ware hij ook gestorven. And whatsoever liveth and believeth in me, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me, shall never die. Believest thou this? En Jezus zeide tot haar, en één liggelijk die leeft en in mij gelooft zal niet sterven in de eeuwigheid. Gelooft gij dat? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Zij zeide tot hem, Ja, Heere, ik heb geloofd dat gij zijt de Christus, de Zoon Gods, die in de wereld komen zal. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master's come and calleth for thee. En dit gezegd hebbende, ging ze heen en riep Maria, haar zuster, heimelijk zeggende, De Meester is daar. En hij roept.
Whereas Domine Hendrik Pieter Schulte, his family, and 800 followers left their homes in the Netherlands and traveled to the New World, founding the city of Pella in August of 1847. And whereas, with Schulte's vision for the community, a prosperous community was soon thriving. And whereas, Schulte worked unceasingly in many capacities to aid the city, including pastor, justice of the peace, business owner, and superintendent of schools, to name a few. And whereas we today from both sides of the Atlantic honor Schulte's hard work and ideals, his faith, his obstinate perseverance in light of the 150th anniversary of his death, we lay this wreath on Hendrik Pieter Schulte's grave in remembrance of his life and legacy.